Mr. Smith had a telegraph office and a friendly group of men that could send your message for a fee. Too bad those messages never actually went anywhere. The story of a telegraph office and the notorious gang that swindled thousands of dollars is this edition of the American Countryside. Thousands of men and women came to Skagway, Alaska in the late 1890s in search of gold. While many in the boomtown were legitimate merchants providing supplies, one con man, Soapy Smith, worked to separate the stampeders from their money.
You know, at that time, there was no telegraph from Skagway to the outside world. It hadn't been built. But he had a telegraph office in Skagway.
Carl Gerke says Soapy's con men were clean-cut and friendly. They would visit with those who placed an order and learn more about their family back home.
And then you pay them for the telegraph and says, come back in a couple of hours and we probably have an answer for you. And, well, sure enough, there's an answer. It's your daughter was run over by a horse and she's in the hospital and please send money.
The telegraph would then wire the money to the home of the miner. Of course, they kept both the money that was wired and the fee for supposedly sending it. The group seemed trustworthy.
Heck, there was a reverend there, Reverend Bowers, and he was a preacher, and he could quote the Bible and, you know, give you the word.
Others in the gang could appeal to other ties at home.
There were a number of people who knew all the fraternal secret signs. So, you know, you're a member of the Elks or the Eagles or whatever, and somebody does the sign, and you got a fellow Elk, a fellow Eagle, an odd fellow or whatever, and this guy obviously must be trustworthy and all that. And turns out he's a member of the gang.
Soapy was killed in a gunfight in 1898. Jefferson Randolph Smith, his real name, was just 38 years old. His grave is here in the city, although it is now the fifth grave marker, as other markers have been shot at, stolen, or lost. Traveling the countryside in Skagway, Alaska, I'm Andrew McCray.